Hi, Rustin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Do you prefer Daniel or any other name?
Yeah, you can call me Daniel, Dan. It doesn't matter.
Okay, just making sure. Thanks so much for inviting me to the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell me a little about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Rustin. I'm a musician. I also am a business operations analyst in the startup world, and I'm also the dad to my son who is 3 years old.
So, what kind of things do you do with your band?
Yeah, so my band's pretty cool, unique situation. Basically, it is just me and one other bit full-time band member. His name is Joe. He actually lives a fair distance from me. So he lives in Long Island, and I live in Vermont. And when he's in Long Island, he's actually in med school right now. And with me being a dad and having a full-time job, basically, we started this project based on the concept of like we would write remotely and just like kind of record and demo things on our own and send them back and forth on our own free time, which is pretty limited. But we both have found that we were really in alignment with the music and very productive on our own. And so eventually we got to the point where we had enough demos that we were really excited about, and we just booked some studio time. We booked some studio time with a gentleman named Gary Cioni, from New Jersey. He owns Sound Acre Studio down there. And we went down there and we kind of just like proposed it to Gary of like, hey, like we've never even played music in the same room together. But we've really liked some of these ideas and we want to see what it turns into. And so we went down there and did a 5-song EP, and Gary worked really closely with us, and we were ecstatic with how it came out, and we started to take the band a little bit more seriously. It's cool when we're in the studio. Joe does all the guitars, I do all the drums, and then we both split vocal duty. We've played a few shows live now, and when we do that, he and I both play guitar and sing live, and then we have a bassist and drummer fill in for those shows. And we play like little like grunge rock emo type stuff. And we're pretty flexible with genre. We just kind of write what makes sense in the moment and what sounds good to us, and try not to put up too many barriers.
Is it kind of tough trying to find a great studio to play to record at?
It is tough. There are a lot of studios, and they're all fighting to try to get bands in. And I have the mindset that the producer that you're working with is almost like your additional band member. That's kind of how I think of it. So I worked with Gary with a previous band that I was in. We were called Real Talk. We're on Anchor 84 Records. And we went in and did a short EP with him, and it was amazing. He did a really good job. And so when it came time for this new band to get going, we really ran with it. And I knew right from the start that Gary was the right person to make it happen.
So, would you call yourself independent or signed?
So our current band is independent. It's really hard for a brand new band to get signed unless you have some already have some heavily like established popularity just in like your brand of yourself.
Yeah. I do music on the side, and I kind of do like spoken word and stuff. So it's mostly just like just recording it and sending it off to a friend, and then he does the other magic part to it.
That's so cool. I haven't checked that out yet. You should definitely, when we're done with this, you should send me some stuff to listen to.
Yeah, mostly I kind of put it on TuneCore for a while, and it's still on TuneCore, but that used to have my album on there, and then they kind of took it off. I don't know why, but there's only like three really good ones that are still up there, but I just don't know why they took the album down. It's
Yeah,
stressful.
that's frustrating. Hopefully you can get it back up at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's on iTunes, so I mean, people can buy it on iTunes, so
Oh, that's good at least.
yeah. With the other singles are up there and Bandcamp or whatever, people can listen to it on there too. But it did a stream, a really one of my songs, Ocean, did really well, and it got a lot of streams, so that's kind of good.
That is good. Yeah, getting people's attention to get streams is difficult these days, so definitely consider that something worth rewarding yourself for, getting anyone's attention.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite place you like to play at?
Yeah, so I'm pretty lucky in Vermont to have a venue right down the road called Higher Grounds. It's like a small to mid-cap venue, but we do get national touring acts. And I've been really lucky to have a connection enough with them to be able to play there a few times. I've been able to play with some cool bands there, such as like 4 Year Strong, and Judah and the Lion. I've played with Bless the Fall there. Yeah, it's a cool venue. And it was definitely some of my first like bigger opportunities that I was able to partake in when I was first getting into music.
Is it tough writing a song?
Yes. I struggle definitely with like writing guitar in particular, and that's where I'm really lucky to be working alongside my band member Joe. He's very talented at writing guitar stuff. I almost feel like for me, having too many options, because you can do anything you want on the guitar, is almost like overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
And so when someone can provide me like a little bit of a guideline of like, hey, these are some options of how the song could work, that's where I really can dive in and help with structure and vocal melodies and drum parts and those kind of aspects. Make sure that the flow of the song is healthy and has a positive vibe to it. So yeah, it's definitely a difficult task writing, but it's very rewarding at the same time.
I kind of I haven't written a song in a while, but the last one I wrote, it's still in the works, and it's I haven't heard back from my friend that does the producing, but because he's just I guess teaching, but still, but I don't know. Hopefully, it will come out sometime. I don't know when, but I do like writing music. It's just. It's trying to put it all on paper or just digitalize it.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot there to it.
So, what's a day in the life as a dad for you?
That's a good question. Usually the morning, so my son is currently in preschool, and it's a short day. So I wake up usually around 7. And it's a little bit of a rush to, get my son out of bed, get him some breakfast, and get him dressed. And his school is right around the corner from us, so we'll go and we'll just drop him off at school. And then I'm super lucky that I get to work from home. So I go home and I log into my computer, And I start working for the day, and then yeah, usually I work till 5:30, and then from there it's usually work to get dinner ready, spend as much time with my son and family as I can, and get him off to bed at an appropriate time.
So what's his bedtime?
So usually he is in bed by like 7:40, 7:45, somewhere around there. It depends on the day. If he has on the days that he has preschool, he's usually super tired by the end of the day, so we try to get in bed a little early.
Like, what kind of activities do you like to do with him when you have him, when he's not in daycare or after school?
So he loves things like I forget, I think Mega Bloks is the term. So like they're like the bigger form of Legos. He really likes those kind of building activities. He really likes cars, so he can play with cars. He's got like a mini trampoline that he loves to jump on. Sometimes it's fun to like help him jump a little higher on the trampoline while holding him. He enjoys that. And then usually it's just fun things to get him out of the house, whether it be even just like simply going to the grocery store. He just loves to go places and see people. So getting him out of the house in any capacity is usually pretty fun. He loves music, and he always has, whether it be like a kid toy that is music related, like a toy drum or like a toy piano. All the way to he loves actually listening to Taylor Swift, the Folklore album. He'll listen to that on repeat and sing along to it, and it's pretty funny. When he was first learning to talk, that was like some of the earliest things that he would say is he would sing along to those songs.
My
And
sister does that with my nephews and nieces. I mean, it's obsessed with Taylor Swift.
We didn't realize how popular it was for kids his age to be listening to that album. But as we talk to more parents about it, we find out that a lot of people did that.
Yeah, I think it's she's I mean she's popular for, I would think she would be a children all children like her music, but I guess people do. Do you have a favorite artist you like to listen to?
It's tough for me to pinpoint a favorite artist. So I will say that like the early 2000s, like pop punk drive-through era is definitely like my core demographic of music. Bands like Blink-182, Motion City Soundtrack, Bayside, Jimmy Eat World, Yellow Card. Those bands are definitely like the bands that I grew up with and like first developed my music taste around. Since then I have branched out a lot, but it is hard for me to pinpoint a favorite band. But those bands I listed are probably in my top 10 easily.
Oh, so like who do you listen to in the car if you're driving down on the highway or something?
So I try, especially with writing new music, I try really hard to keep my ears open to new things or even old things that I haven't listened to before. So I always try to get suggestions from friends on things to listen to. And then I utilize like the Spotify like automatic playlists to try to separate like create basically like new things that I haven't listened to before. So definitely like I have like a 2000s punk mix. That's a pretty common listen that has those bands I mentioned. So like Blink-182, Yellow Card, Jimmy Eat World, Motion City Soundtrack. And then I also like newer bands. Recently somebody told me about this band Microwave. I've been really enjoying listening to them. But yeah,
That's an interesting name.
Isn't it? Yeah, I know.
Microwave. Do you like Green Day?
I love Green Day. I actually just got the repress of their Dookie album on vinyl, as a Christmas present.
That's cool. Have you been to like a concert to see them live?
I have not been lucky enough to see Green Day live. It definitely is on my bucket list to go see them live. Because, yeah, I mean, here I'll tell you a little backstory that I think you might appreciate. So when I was super young, I was listening to Blink-182 in the car. Back when Eminem of the State came out, so I forget what year in the 90s that was, and I was pretty young, and my dad was, hearing me listen to that album, and he was like, "Do you like this kind of music?" And I was like, "Yeah, this is really awesome." And so the next day, he brought me a stack of CDs that had Green Day, NOFX, Rancid, and a couple other albums. And so that really started to like get me into that like pop or that punk pop punk world, because he gave me those albums.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, do you think your dad liked that kind of music too?
He did actually. That's why he knew those albums, is because they were things that he listened to. And so when he found out that I liked a similar genre, he gave me those, and they became regulars for me, that's for sure.
Do you think your dad has like a like does your dad like records like you do? Does he have tons of records around the house?
He doesn't collect records, but he definitely likes the same kind of music, and it's actually been really cool. He actually started playing bass himself as an adult recently, and so it's been cool because as he's learning how to do that, it's been something he and I have been able to reconnect with.
That's awesome.